That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You a question. Have you had a headache lately, or has someone in your family been troubled with a headache? Well, I hope you remembered what a welcome friend Alka-Seltzer can be where headaches are concerned. When you feel one of those nagging headaches coming along, just fix up a glass of Alka-Seltzer, drink it down, and see how effectively Alka-Seltzer acts to relieve your aching head. And because of its effervescent base, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. That's why we keep telling you that for fast relief from headache, there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. You'll never know how good Alka-Seltzer is until you try it. So do try it. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer today. And so that you'll always have plenty of headache comfort handy, keep your eye on that supply. Remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has inherited $100,000 from the late Franklin M. Donnelly. However, the will stipulated that in order to receive the money, Abner must dispose of all his property and other possessions by the 1st of September. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Dick Huddleston. Listen.
Abner left right early this morning, hitched up a wagon and team, and loaded a bunch of stuff in the wagon and struck out. He's going to try to swap off everything he's got.
Well, why don't you take advantage of some of those bargains that Abner's offering, Lum?
Well, I can't. The terms of the will says he can't sell it to none of his relatives or business associates.
Well, see, you know, that's a strange request, isn't it? Making a fella get rid of everything he has before he can get that money.
Well, I guess old man Donnelly just wanted to be sure that whoever was getting the money was needing it.
Well, but it seems pretty ridiculous to me, Lum, for a man to ask someone to get rid of everything he's got just to get more. Like asking somebody to throw down one handful of money and pick up another one.
Yeah, it does seem kind of funny.
Oh, I don't see much sense to a request like that. But if that's the way old man Donnelly wanted it, why, that's the way it's got to be, I guess.
Well, like I told Abner, he could have put something in there that'd be a whole lot harder to do than that. You know, it wouldn't be much trouble for a fella to go broke when he deliberately tries to.
No, hard enough for me to keep him going broke when I'm trying my best not to.
It's just what I told Abner this morning. Or that's what I told him about me, not you. I've got an idea he's already got shut of most everything he started out with this morning.
Why, yes, if he's offering to trade the way you said he is, well, he probably has.
Well, he is. I told him, I said, just trade for anything they've got, just so you get skinned on the deal.
Well, sir, I've heard of a lot of crazy things in my life, but this has got anything beat I ever heard of.
Yeah, it does sound sort of foolish, all right. But if he's got to get shut of everything by the 1st of September, he's got to start swapping right away. He can't give nothing away, you know.
No, I know that.
He's got some money. I don't know how he's going to get shut of that.
No, well...
Wait a minute, believe that's our ring, Dick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and answer that.
Just wish I had a chance to spend all I wanted to and not have to worry about where I got my money's worth or not.
It would be nice, all right.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. I'm Edders doing the talking. Who? Oh, howdy, Emmett. No, he ain't here. Yeah, he ought to have been back long ago. Tell him what? Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, Emmett, I'll tell him. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Abner must have had a deal with Emmett Goshen. Called up to say he decided not to swap. Said the deal's off.
Well.
Old trouble, I reckon. Abner more than likely forgets what he was doing and try to get the best of the trade.
Yeah, that's one thing you'll have to watch, all right. Unless he tries to get beat when he trades, well, you never will get rid of what he has.
Wait a minute, there he comes now. Look out there.
Yeah, by Jack's, he's afoot, too, Lum.
Well, I reckon he must have swapped off everything he had, all right.
Well, I didn't think he'd have much trouble trading the way he was going at it.
Well, that's fine, because he had a big load of stuff when he left. At this rate, it won't take him 2 days to get shut of everything.
No, it shouldn't.
Now, gee, he's been having the time of his life, too, doing all that trading, the way he loves to swap. Well, come on in, Abner.
Yeah, well, howdy, man.
How'd you do?
Howdy do, I said.
I say, how did you do?
Oh.
Did you get shut of everything?
No. I dog it, I'll tell you, this is the hardest bunch of fellas to deal with around this town I ever seen in my life. Couldn't you trade with anybody, Abner? No, that blame it, nobody.
Well, we seen you coming up a foot there. We figured you'd got shut of everything.
No, ain't got shut of nothing, except the wagon and a turning plow. I just taken everything back to the place and told Elizabeth to unload the wagon till Emmett Goshen come after it.
Emmett Goshen?
Yeah, I panned the wagon off on Emmett. And I think I can slip some of that stuff back in there without him noticing it.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, Abner, but I don't think Emmett's going to trade.
Don't think he's going to trade?
No, I don't know what the deal was, but he called up a while ago and said to tell you the deal's all off.
All off?
That's what he said.
Doggies, now I've got the wagon back. Well, I know one thing. I got shut of the turning plow because I left it over at old man Johnson's.
What'd you get for the turning plow?
I traded for an incubator.
An incubator?
Yeah, it's a dandy, too.
Well, Abner, an incubator's worth more than a turning plow, isn't it?
Why, sure it is.
Well, Abner, you crazy idiot. I told you to try to let the other fella get the best of these deals. No wonder you ain't been able to swap none.
Blum, I tried to. That's the only way he'd trade.
Huh?
You ought to just try it. The minute I try to give them the best of a deal, they start shying off from it.
Well, that's human nature, all right.
Well, don't look like you're getting off to a very good start, Abner.
Yeah, I never worked so hard in my life as I have today. I could have made some awful good deals. You know what? Eugene Blevins offered to swap me that rubber-tired Surrey his for that old spring wagon of mine.
Well, Grannies, that's a good deal. That Surrey's worth a heap more than that wagon.
I know it. That's the reason I turned him down. Nearly broke my heart.
Huh? Better forget yourself being careful, don't
he? Oh, yes, just backwards from the way you ordinarily try to trade. You know, two or three of them varmints asked me if that stuff was hot.
It was hot?
They wanted to know if it was stole.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, well, Abner, you know they couldn't have thought that.
Well, I reckon a fella would get sort of suspicious. Don't sound right for a fella to deliver try to beat himself.
Well, maybe he'd do better just selling the stuff, Chief Abner.
Well, only trouble, what would I do with the money? Have to buy something back with it. Then I'd have to try to get shut of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'll tell you, man, you just don't know how hard this is. This is the worst mixed up one kettle of fish I've ever been in my life.
Wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea. Yes, sir, I believe it'll work.
Oh, what'll work, Lum?
That letter just says that you can't give nothing away or throw nothing away, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the reason you couldn't sell everything you've got and get it into cash money and then change the money into $5 bills and sell them for $1 apiece?
Well, yeah, that'd sure get rid of it, all right.
You mean sell a $5 bill for $1?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Lum, I couldn't bring myself to do that. No, sir, I just couldn't do it.
Well, you don't care how bad you get beat just so as you get shut of it.
Oh, yeah, Doggy, that's right, Ann.
Wait a minute, that's our ring, I think.
Oh, if that's Emmett Goshen changes his mind again, tell him I'll bring the wagon right over to him.
Yeah, hello, jot him down, store. Yes, Mom, he's here. You want to talk to him? Oh, yes, Mom. All right, I'll tell him. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Ms. Huddleston said the truck from the wholesale house is over there with the stuff you ordered, Dick.
Oh, well, all right. I better get on over there, then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you fellas later.
You're glad you come over, Dick.
Yeah, so long, Dick.
Yes, sir, I believe that's that is a gooder, Abner, selling them $5 bills for a dollar.
Well, yeah, law me, yes. I oughtn't have no trouble getting shut of them at that. People ain't that crazy, I know.
Of course not. Wished I could buy some of them.
Well, you can't do it, though, because you're in partnership with me.
Yeah, couldn't we unsolve partnership so as I could buy some of them from you?
Well, I don't know. Reckon it'd be legal?
I don't know. It's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
See, you lose $4 every time you do it. Won't take you long to go broke right away.
Yeah, the only trouble, though, I was just thinking I ain't got no $5 bills to start out with.
Well, you can get some. There's four of them over there in the cash drawer right now I'm taking in.
Four?
Yeah, Walt Bates paid his bill.
Oh, well, good, good. Well, let me have them. Wait a minute, yeah. I'll get them right now. I see Grandpappy Spears coming on there. I'll start out with him.
You'll be a good one to try it out on. Well, recollect that money belongs to the store now, and you'll have to give us a check for it.
Oh, I'll be tipping that much when I get my $100,000.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be glad to see Grandpap buying them $5 bills, for it'll help him out and help you get shut of them, too.
Yeah. I'll just sell him all he wants for $1 apiece.
Yeah, they're right there in that top drawer.
Yeah, I'm getting them there.
Come on in, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap, old boy.
Yeah, howdy, fellas. Howdy.
Glad you come over, Grandpap. I want to get up a little trade with you.
What kind of a trade? You know, I'm getting to where I don't trust you, Abner, after you panned that knife on me the other day without no blades in it.
Oh, well, that was just a little oversight, I think.
Oversight?
Anyway, yeah, this trade that I'm going to make you now, more than make up for that.
Yeah, this here is sure a good deal for you, Grandpap.
Yeah, just listen to this. I'm swapping $5 bills for $1.
You're doing what now, Abner? Come on with that again.
I said I'll send you a $5 bill for $1.
What's wrong with it?
Not a thing. Well, there's one right there. Look at it. Go ahead. Take it. Give it a gander.
Yeah, let me look at that thing. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the grandpa.
Of course not. Oh, no, you don't. No, sirree, sir. No, sir. You can't fool me on this. I weren't born yesterday, Abner Peabody. I know counterfeit money when I see it.
That ain't counterfeit.
Yes, it is, too. You ain't fooling me a bit. I've done had my eye teeth cut long years ago. Here, Mr. Peabody, I wouldn't be interested.
You mean to say you wouldn't give me even a dollar for it?
I wouldn't give you nothing for it. Not only that, but I'm going to turn you over to Ben Withers, the constable, for passing counterfeit money.
Well, now, just how do you go about selling $5 bills for one? If Abner figures it out, I'd like to do business with him. Say, these warm summer days are really great for getting outdoors and having a picnic, aren't they? You're probably planning one in the near future. And if so, here's a little suggestion. When you're packing up the food, be sure to leave some room in the picnic basket for a package of Alka-Seltzer. Because those rugged outdoor appetites may tempt you into eating a little too much or too many mixtures. And it would be a shame to let that uninvited guest, acid indigestion, crash your party. But if that should happen, you're all prepared with Alka-Seltzer's comfort. Alka-Seltzer can soothe that stomach distress quickly and effectively because it contains an alkalizer to neutralize the overbalance of acid in the stomach. And because of its effervescent base, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Now, you'll agree once you try it that there's nothing just quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast, dependable relief from acid indigestion. So when you buy your picnic refreshments, be sure to stop at the drugstore and buy your supply of Alka-Seltzer. Buy an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.